We continue with the remembering of the saints, and I invite you to follow along in your bulletin, page 10. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation, who comforts us in all our sorrows so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we ourselves have received from God. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Let us read responsively. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord will preserve you from all evil and will keep your life.
The Lord will watch over you.
A reading from John. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. And a reading from Hebrews. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. O God, we remember with thanksgiving those whom you have loved and who served you and your creation here on earth. Now they rest from their labors and surround your eternal table of glory. Keep us in union with all your saints and bring us with them to the joyous feast of heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Joy Stevlingson. Her daughter Julie says, our wonderful and faithful sister, mother and friend, who was true to her namesake, genuinely took great joy in her life. Tom Walker. From Tom's sister, Prudy Eakins. He had an enormous love for Jesus, people, and life. He trusted the Lord and cherished his prayer shawl, thanks to BLC. Best bro ever. Polly Nicolaiason. Polly's daughter, Corliss, says, Mom inspired and encouraged us to work hard, to be generous in our hope and our love and our kindness to others, and to make the world a better place for all of God's children. Don Gunderson. Known as the Lefse King, Don was responsible for our beloved Kent getting a rare 2 perfect attendance awards as a kid, since he went to his own class and then hung out on the sidelines for the class Dad, Don, was teaching. Nancy Chase. Carolyn Hardell's dear friend was a strong woman of faith. Together, Carolyn and Nancy worked on various ministries, encouraged one another, enjoyed sharing our life stories, and counted on one another through dark times. Gordon Helland. I shared at Gordon's funeral. His work led him to serve others, eventually creating beauty with color and stains and varnishes that exposed God's handiwork in wood and walls of people's homes. Anne Darso. Vicki Nidus says of her Aunt Anne, she was truly a woman of deep faith. David Jones. From Marshall, David's son. Dad was a Vietnam veteran, having served in the Navy during that conflict. I was really thankful to have been able to make it back to San Antonio before he passed. Joy Taylor. Joy's husband, Chad Taylor, says, "We are blessed to have had such an amazing, Jesus-loving woman in our lives and know our time away from her is temporary. We greatly look forward to seeing her again in God's glory." Tom John. Tom lived a wholly traditional life and believed strongly in preserving the Navajo language and culture, says Kathy Branson, friend of Tom and his wife Ada. He loved farming, hunting, horses, and spending time with his family. Thea Borgen. A cousin to Luann Borgen, Thea served as secretary here at Bethlehem. Her sister Wendy McCaffrey says, "Thea was passionate about her faith, family, and service to others." Myron Johnson. The thing I remember most about Myron is his smile. I don't know if I heard him speak more than a couple dozen words, but his smile reminded me of God's love for him and all of us. Ella Anderson. Ella turned 94 on the day this picture was taken earlier this year when her daughter-in-law used the theme, "Leave a little sparkle wherever you go," for her birthday party. Because that is what Ella always seemed to do. Linford Landis. Linford's niece, Linda Burkett, says that her uncle was sweet and nice. He was always there for me when I was growing up, and I loved him like a father. Kim Ramsey. Janann Beller, Kim's friend, says, she ended every email to us with this Mary Oliver quote, which she also lived by. "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" Chubb Nelson, seen here on the left with his brother and Tony's father. Tony says he thinks this is what Uncle Chubb and Dad are up to now, getting into mischief and loving it. Carol Balmay, a child of God and servant to many. Fred Eggold. Fred was the brother-in-law of Dick and Carolyn Hardell, husband of Carolyn's sister, Fritzy, and godfather of their son, Kent. He died of complications to COVID-19, but lived the promise of Jesus. Natalie Pisht. This one's personal. Natalie was a dear friend to our son Jacob. She showed kindness to him in a way that many couldn't or wouldn't. Natalie lived her faith through art and advocating for the uniqueness in each person. Ken Thompson. Cheryl Saverud says that her brother was a caring and generous brother and uncle. Arlene Field. Live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly. Leave the rest to God. That's what Arlene's daughter, Kim, says that her mother had posted on her desk. Dale Meyer. Dale's wife, Londa, says of Dale simply, gone, but not forgotten. Lorraine Holmberg. From Karen, Lorraine's daughter. She spread her love like honey on bread. Whatever she did it with a kind and gracious heart, a smile, and serving hands. And finally, there are a couple of folks for whom we do not have photos. Olga Schwartz. Kent tells me that Olga asked if the light could be turned downward so that she could see. It was the light that shone so Olga could read her hymnal and worship, but it was and still is the light of Jesus that shines on all of us. And Ray Weinrich. In donating the Kalispell family home to Sirius Juju, Ray adopted hundreds of skaters, giving them a home and a place to skate, but most importantly, the gift of God's love. Lord Jesus, by your death you took away the sting of death. Strengthen us to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep in you and wake in your likeness. To you be the author and giver of life, be all honor and glory now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. O God, our help in ages past and our hope for years to come. We give you thanks for all your faithful people who have followed the light of your word throughout the centuries and into our time and place. Strengthen us to follow Christ through this world until we are carried into the harvest of eternal life, where suffering and death will be no more. This we pray in the name of the good and gracious shepherd, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Almighty God, bless us. Defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.